Aries. At 11, Project Censored Radio looks at the role of civil disobedience in the struggle for social change. All of that coming up this morning on KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to host Chris Hedges Friday, May 26th at 7 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater in Portland. Hedges takes a provocative look at the current state of revolt in the United States and will recount the U.S.'s continuing history of domestic terrorism while outlining ways for communities to resist before it's too late. Again, that's Chris Hedges, Friday, May 26th at 7 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Tune into KBOO on Sunday, May 28th at 10 p.m. for a live broadcast of Thirsty City. Thirsty City is a monthly hip-hop night at The Know, and Sunday, May 28th will be a benefit for KBOO. Performers include Libretto, Mike Crenshaw, DJ Wicked, Burial Ground Sound, and many more. Again, that's Thirsty City, hosted by King Tim 33 and a third, Matt Fu, and Northern Draw, Sunday, May 28th, starting at 8 p.m. at The Know, 3728 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland, and also broadcast live at 10 p.m. on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Good morning. You are listening to your community radio station, KBOO. This is Cecil Prescott, and this is More Talk Radio. Today is Monday, May 22nd, 2017, and we are pleased to once more welcome as our guest this hour, Greg Pallas, the famous or infamous, I suppose, depending on one's perspective, investigative reporter, and we will have a conversation about what a crazy world we're living in. Good morning, Mr. Pallas.
Hey, Cecil. Glad to be with you.
So I want to make sure we hit on a few topics, and you're the person to talk to.
Okay.
One about looking back at this past election. You've written extensively, you know, at least I know of since 2000 in terms of national election and voter suppression. So I want to talk about that. I want your perspective on what the mainstream media is at in terms of reporting about Donald Trump. Pre-election and post-election, and then whatever you think that we ought to know. So, you know, you've written extensively about voter suppression and in terms of minority voting, black voting in 2016. You know, over the decades, we've seen a rise in voting participation by black Americans. And what happened in 2016?
Well, what happened in 2016, participation is one thing, but being allowed to vote and getting your vote counted are two different things. Sorry, my voice is a little bit out of it. This is great. Those used to listen to Greg Pallas, it usually doesn't sound like this.
Okay.
But so I apologize, but the important thing is the info. Look, Cecil, there aren't enough white guys to elect Donald Trump. So there was many millions spent making sure that the non-white guys and white women and non-white women didn't get to vote. And those who know me, I laid it all out in the sequel to my book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, now called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits, and in a movie of the same name, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, in September. I came up to Portland, in fact, and for KBOO, and I screened my film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, which was to tell you, here's how Donald Trump and his billionaire buddies are going to shoplift this election, how they're going to steal this election. And at the time, you know, MSNBC or MSDNC, whatever you want to call it, was saying there's no path for Trump to get to 270. Yes. No path to 270. Well, there is a path. It's called sneaking in through the back door by shoplifting the election. The way to do that is to remove non-white voters from the voter rolls. This is an old game, but here the game has been refreshed with a brand new twist. You know, before the 1965 Voting Rights Act, you had the Klan scaring away black voters in their white sheets with their hanging ropes and burning crosses. Today they don't use white sheets, they use spreadsheets. Yes. In particular, in this election, and you'll see it in the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, that they used a trick. Trump and his henchmen used a trick called cross-check. Yes. What is cross-check? Well, Cecil, you heard Trump say there were 3 million illegal voters, yes, people voting twice. Now, people didn't listen to the second part of that statement. They heard that there's a bunch of people, illegal voters, and there's vote, you know, that we heard. And that the media says, oh, that's a lie. But they missed the second part, and that's where the media fell down. The second part is he specifically accused people of registering and voting in two states. Now, so what? It's stupid. The claim is ridiculous. Yes. However, it's backed up. He actually has a list. Trump's cronies created a list of 7 million people that they claimed voted twice or were registered to vote twice in two different states in the same election. You vote in Oregon, your name's James Brown, you vote in Oregon, your name is James Brown, and you vote in Atlanta. So they collected all these names. And I'm the only reporter, and when I say that, I mean that. I am the only reporter that said, give me the list of the illegal voters. And when they said no, I got them anyway. If you know Greg Palast, that's me talking.
Yes.
You know, I'm an investigative reporter, and that's what I do. I get the goods on these guys. So I got the list, and here's how the list runs. Maria Isabel Hernandez. So Maria Hernandez, they claim, voted twice. Once as Maria Isabel Hernandez, and one as Maria Cristina Hernandez. This is not an example I'm making up. It's actually from their list.
Yes.
And it's in the movie. By the way, Maria Cristina Hernandez is played by, in my film, by Rosario Dawson. It's ridiculous that they would say this. Oh, any woman named Maria Hernandez must be the same woman in America, even with completely different middle names. But that's what these are the people they claimed were voting twice. And here's the punchline, Cecil. They are removing these people from the rolls, from the voter rolls. Not all of them. Not all 7 million names were removed. But about a little over a tenth of them, about 1.1 million removed from the voter rolls. 1.1 million voters, overwhelmingly voters of color, people with common names like Maria Hernandez, Jorge Rodriguez, David Kim, James Brown, Harold Washington. These are the people who found their names missing from the voter rolls. It's an old game with a new cyber twist. And by the way, I understand if those who want to get the story and see Rosario Dawson as this evil double voter, and you can actually see the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, but only by making a donation to KBOO. Is that correct?
That is correct. Is that not true in terms of how people might be able to see this important film, Linda?
Absolutely. If for the DVD and book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, it takes just a minimum pledge of $120. That's, you know, that's just $10 a month. Many people can do that. You know, I think even maybe the majority of people in Portland could do that. And so we're asking you to just give $10 a month, get this great DVD and book, be able to talk intelligently to your friends about what really happened with voters this last election. And if you can't say it intelligently, Greg's Greg's movie and book will. So, you know, you can use them to say it for you. And it's just easy to do. The number to call is 877-500-5266. Let me say it again. 877-500-5266. For a minimum pledge of $10 a month, you can get the DVD and book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy by Greg Palast. That's a real deal, actually. That's a great deal. And it supports the radio station that brings you the real news.
Yeah, and you
can... that number, this is Greg Palast with a bad voice this
I'm sorry about your scratchy voice, but we can hear you loud and clear.
Well, okay, so I need, it's like Tinkerbell, I want to hear those phones ringing, my voice will improve. 877-500-5266, this is Greg Palast saying pick up that phone now, unless of course you're driving, pull over, grab your cell phone and dial 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO for minimum pledge of 10 bucks a month. 10 stinking bucks. Come on, guys.
In Portland, that's not even two lattes. That's 1.5 lattes.
And let me tell you something. Okay, let me tell you about the film that you're going to get, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. You're going to get the DVD, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. It is a documentary. This is my real investigation. This is Greg Palast, my real investigation for Rolling Stone magazine, uncovering this scheme to steal the election. And remember, we got it exactly, to steal this election, and it's featuring, as I said, Rosario Dawson as the evil double voter, Maria Hernandez, Ice-T, Richard Belzer. In fact, those are the detectives from Law and Order. In fact, they are playing their detective roles. When I'm stumped in my investigation, they pop out of the TV, Ice-T and Richard Belzer, to help me figure out the next step. Willie Nelson, who plays, believe it or not, a stoned musician.
Wow, that's a stretch.
he did his best. Willie Nelson's in there, and Santa Claus is in there, but I have to admit that's actually just not Santa Claus. That's Ed Asner in a Santa suit, because we have to tell the truth, it's a documentary. Bobby Kennedy is in there, and what's really cool is we have amazing cartoons by the extraordinary genius from Portland, the guy who drew the comic Who Framed Roger Rabbit. The Who Framed Roger Rabbit comic book lives right there. He's listening to your program. Hey, Keith Tucker. So if you want to get the cartoons by Keith Tucker, Rosario Dawson, and Shailene Woodley from Snowden and the Divergent series, she appears in her character from Divergent. Shailene, Rosario Dawson, Ice-T, Richard Belzer, Willie Nelson, Ed Asner, Bobby Kennedy, Keith Tucker's cartoons, and moi, that's Greg Palast, investigative reporter. And you also really get to meet the real bad guys, the real billionaires. Remember, Donald Trump only plays a billionaire on television.
Right.
He's not a billionaire, but the real billionaires, guys known by the names The Vulture, JP the Foreclosure King, and the Brothers Koch in a cartoon. And the story of the Brothers Koch, like you've never heard it, but you can only get it by getting the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and the DVD, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, for a miserable, stinking nothing, 10 bucks a month. Please, if you're a student, if you're unemployed, if you're a senior, make that 20 bucks a month, because you really need this stuff. 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KABU. I'm saying it again and again, even though my voice is terrible.
Let him lose his voice. Just keep calling, and Greg can save his voice for our conversation. So that's 877-500-5266. And for your donation of $10 a month, you may get this informative and important documentary DVD about what happened, let me get the title correctly. The best
democracy
money can buy by Greg Palast.
The movie and the book. And by the way, it's informative. The film, for those who saw it, they can guarantee you that you'll laugh at the beginning of the film and you'll cry at the end of the film. And if you don't, I, Greg Palast, will personally pay for your therapy.
Oh, there you
go. This film is funny and it's moving, but most important, it's a real weapon to tell you what these guys are doing. Let me give you an example. In the movie, there's a character named Chris Kobach. Now, Chris Kobach, he is the Secretary of State of Kansas. You say, oh, that's, who cares about Kansas, Dorothy? The answer is that this is the guy who came up with this scheme to, this is the guy who came up with the scheme to knock off 1.1 million non-voters from the voter rolls with his little computer lists of supposed double voters. Now, why do we care about this guy? Number one, because he stole the election for Donald Trump. And second, Donald Trump has put Chris Kobach, the guy that I jumped this guy in the film, because he wouldn't talk to me. And if you don't talk to Greg Palast,
it's DVD,
I will go talk to you. And so right now, and by the way, while I'm telling you this story, I want you to call 877-500-KABU, 877-500-KABU, and get this film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and you will meet this guy, Chris Kobach, who Donald Trump has just put in charge of the Election Integrity Commission.
Yes.
This guy, so this is like appointing
Al Capone.
This is like appointing Al Capone to investigate the mob. This guy is the guy who stole the election. This guy is the guy Trump has now put in charge of looking for election theft. Can you imagine? You want to meet this guy who not only stole the 2016 election for Donald Trump, but is being set up to steal 2018 and 2020. You'll get the information here. You want to know how the 2018 election will be stolen? Get the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, starring me, Greg Palast, with Rosario Dawson and Willie Nelson and Shailene Woodley and Bobby Kennedy and Ice-T. And you'll also get the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the sequel. And by the way, I know The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the original version about how Bush stole the election, was number one in Portland for months and months and months. And that's a different book, guys. This is a new one. This is a completely new one. And it also, the film has a Portlander penman genius Keith Tucker's cartoons in it.
Yes.
But the book has the great work of cartoonist Ted Ross. You get the comic book inside the book, The Best Democracy Money Could Buy. And you get the DVD. And by the way, the DVD has extras. My interview with Rosario Dawson, and also a discussion with the great Ice-T. But you can only get it right now by calling 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266. Now you can also get the Palast Pack, the Best Democracy Pack, online. By how do we do that?
Online?
Online.
Linda.
Oh, at kboo.fm.
Exactly.
It's very easy to go online and get it both. You know, we've just had someone call in to get that, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the DVD and the book, and they were like so thrilled that they could get both of those for a minimum $120 pledge. That's just $10 a month. So please take a moment and be like Richard, who is renewing from Northeast Portland.
Thank you, Richard.
And, you know, when I was hearing what you were saying, Greg, about who all's in this, I thought, this is just so much fun that you have all these different stars. Some of my favorite, Ice-T and Richard Belzer, Rosario Dawson, I just love. I was thinking, this is a perfect opportunity for a listening party. You know, if you're, you know, if you and your friends are politically active and you're all over the map about how you feel nowadays, and you know, the mainstream press tried to make you think that the way that the voter fraud was that Maria one name and Maria another name were cheating. And we know the truth because Greg Palast brings us the truth, and we count on him for that. We count on his many years as a journalist and an investigative journalist to really, in amazing ways, get the facts about really what's happening in our election.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it's Greg Palast.
Yeah, go ahead.
Call 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. Now, this is very important. I really want people often say, hey, Greg Palast, do you hear me on Democracy Now? I'm working on an update of this investigation for Democracy Now! As we speak.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that the most important thing for me, if you want to help my work, people say, "How? We'd love to get your work out there." Well, keep my weapon of mass instruction in Portland, KBOO, alive and on the air. Don't wait for someone else to do it. I got to tell you, one of your affiliates, KCHU in Dallas, they were in trouble. They went on the air. They said, we need your money or we're going off the air. And Kachu actually did get blown off the air. I kid you not. They are not on the air now. And this was important to have that voice in Dallas. You can't lose KBOO. And I'm not just saying, I probably worked at 200 of the progressive stations in America.
Yes.
And KBOO is absolutely one of the top. And I'm not making this up. I'm not just shining your apple. It really is,
it is about
the best of the community stations out there. 877-500-KBOO. It's your community. You know, everyone says, oh, the Kochs don't pay their share of taxes. Oh, the billionaires don't pay their share of taxes. Well, this is your obligation. Better.
Yes.
And by the way, it's tax deductible. You're $10 a month. Sign up. 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palast saying, hey, man, this is your moment to step up. You said that those people don't pay their fair share. If you're listening and you haven't paid, you're not paying your fair share. But I want you to join the community. Most important, I'm thrilled to give the station these discs, these books, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the feature-length film with Ed Asner, Shailene Woodley, and myself, and more important than all the stars who do their crazy cameos, and Ed Asner, Santa Claus, is what we're telling you. You are actually watching. A lot of it is undercover footage. In fact, in one shot, myself and Lenny Badpenny, my investigations chief, and that really is her name, by the way, Lenny Badpenny and I go off to a billionaire's dinner in the Hamptons.
Oh.
And we arrive there by powerboat, so we look like we're supposed to be there.
Exactly.
You know, looks like, you know, a little James Bond craft. And I am filming through a hole, teeny hole, in my hat. For those who know Greg Palast, I always wear a fedora.
Oh.
I have several. But one of them actually has a camera in it. And you will see hat shot footage in The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. The most important thing, though, is you will really find out not only how they stole the 2016 election, and we go back to 2000, by the way, Keith Tucker of Portland, the great genius who drew Who Framed Roger Rabbit, did a Saturday morning cartoon for us that's in the film, and about the theft of the election in Florida when Catherine Harris and Jeb Bush removed tens of thousands of black folk from the voter rolls by saying that they were felons, criminals, not allowed to vote. I got my hands on the actual list of felons, so-called felons. We went through them. We met them. You will meet some of these. You'll meet one of these people who's accused, the guy, Kid Willistein, a Gulf War veteran who wasn't allowed to vote because they said he was a felon. And Keith Tucker draws this amazing, like, Saturday morning style cartoon to tell you that story. But you get the real information. This is real investigative reporting. Yes, with cartoons and Santa Claus and undercover shooting and the rest, which makes it fun. But this is reporting that will hit you in the stomach and that will electrify your brain, because this is the real story of election theft in America, of the new Jim Crow at the ballot box. And it's getting worse. Like I say, the guy in the film, you will meet the guy in the film that Donald Trump last week just put in charge of hunting down election thievery. This guy is the Al Capone of election thievery. You will meet him in the film, so you will know what's going on. Please dial. This is Greg Palast asking you to dial this number, 877-500-5266. You'll get the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy,
You know, it's such a deal, Greg. This is Linda here in Membership Central, and you are offering us such a deal. We are so lucky to have you as a supporter of KBOO, and we're so lucky to be able to bring your voice out to people. This DVD and the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, you can get it by calling us right now at 877-500-5266, and you can get it for a minimum $120 pledge. That's just $10 a month. Really doable. And this film is exciting, and it's going to let you have the truth. You know, mainstream news kept making jokes about Trump as if, and all the Congress people would get on and say, voter fraud. This is baloney. No, this isn't true. And many commentators got on and said it, but so few managed to mention, but wait, the election is being stolen. And Greg Palast does mention that. He brings that out, and we get to spread that word via this DVD and book. Please, it's very important, actually, that we don't let the last election go down as having been actually won by Trump instead of stolen. Take a moment when you think about that. He did steal it, and Greg Palast brings you the truth in this DVD and book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, $10 a month. That's all we're asking, $10 a month. Go in with your partner for it. 877-500-5266. We've got Greg Palast here on the line with us. He's got his scratchy voice that he's you know, damaging that voice a little bit further for KBOO, because he's told you how important it is to have a station like KBOO. It really is. We matter around the nation. My sister in Seattle, a very politically active town, decries that she cannot get this kind of news there. She tunes into KBOO on her computer at kboo.fm. So, you know, appreciate how lucky you are to have KBOO right here in your town, and call us right now at 877.
Thank you, Linda, very much.
Yeah, 500-5266. Those phones are ringing.
Thank you, Linda. Greg, you mentioned in terms of this person that number 45 has placed, Chris Kobach, and people who are familiar with you over the years might have said, well, you know, you were insightful at the beginning in 2000, and you continue to report about this election fraud.
Right.
What further damage can be done in terms of removing voters from the the polls, and in the midterm election in 2000, you know, the Republicans already control most of the state legislature and the Congress. What more damage can they
hit us with? Quite a bit. This is interesting, too, is that I talk about this system that they created called CrossCheck, where they match people. Believe it or not, they said 288 guys named James Brown. 288 guys named James Brown in the state of Georgia all got on a plane, 288 of them, and voted in another state in the 2012 election twice.
Yes.
Now, you can roll this thing back. You know, you can roll this game back. In fact, I want to congratulate you. Activists in Oregon actually got your state, was about to implement this system, and your state pulled out. Oregon pulled out.
Yes.
And we are now on a campaign. So if you expose this stuff, and I do believe it had a lot to do with my reporting this story on Democracy Now! And on KBOO, and of course, I report, if you know Greg Palast, I report in Rolling Stone.
Yes.
And I think that exposing the information and getting the word out to activists. See, it's very interesting. You mentioned Seattle. There's a big town and does not have a progressive radio station, a community radio station like KBOO. It doesn't have it. They could not support. They had it and they lost it. And I am thrilled that the KBOO is so important in Portland, and it had the effect of rolling this law back, whereas in New Hampshire, which another place that is lacking a community radio station, a strong community radio station, New Hampshire just signed onto this system called CrossCheck. Now, they're not done. They're not done. This guy, Chris Kobach, who you will meet in the film, one of the things I explain in the film is that he is blocked tens of thousands of young voters in Kansas on a system that he's going to roll out now nationwide. He had a secret meeting with Donald Trump, but, you know, I'm Greg Palast. I get the investigative reports. I know what's going on. He's trying to get, and he will get Donald Trump to change the National Voter Registration Act to require every new registrant to prove you are an American citizen. Now, right now, all you do is check a box. I'm an American citizen. You say, well, yeah, you should be able to prove you're an American citizen. Well, how do you do that? We don't have, we're not rid of China.
Right.
We don't have citizenship cards in America. So the only thing you can use to register is a passport. How many young people, how many voters of color, how many poor people have passports? They haven't just come back from their vacation in the Alps. So a passport, naturalization papers, or your original birth certificate. Original.
Original,
birth certificate.
Not copy.
And that has knocked out, in Kansas, thousands of voters, but the courts overturned Kris Kobach and Donald Trump's voting vote thief in chief. But now Trump is going to try to change the national law. If you want this information, get the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. This is the update sequel, the update of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. You'll get the book. You will get the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. You will get the cartoons in the book. You'll get the cartoons in the film. And most important, you will get the information, and you will get KBOO, your weapon of mass instruction, in Portland, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palast saying, for $10 a month, for gosh sakes, please save your weapon of mass instruction. Like, I was just with Amy Goodman this week.
Yes.
And for a couple of nights. And she's killing herself to keep stations like KBOO on the air. You are, these community stations under Trump are going to be under severe attack, pressure from the FCC. They want your frequency. It's worth a lot. You're going to have to muscle up KBOO for this fight. 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palast. I don't have a lot of voice left, but whatever I have, I'm donating my voice, my films, my books to KBOO. Please join me, 877-500-5266. Is there anyone I can thank?
Yes, you can thank Mary, who's a renewing member in from Portland. And we're getting some other names written down as we go. Tim, also renewing from Portland. We had everybody here in the back on the phone. We really appreciate that. Now the phones are available for you again. Greg Palast, such a, you know, really you're a human treasure as far as I'm concerned. The first time I saw you talking about this, I remember seeing on film you catching people literally dumping ballots into the garbage out behind their building. And I was so knocked away that I could see this myself and be able to tell people about it because of your work. So I want all of you out there who appreciate it, and I know you do, you've been starting to call in, it must have just taken a little time to wake up, is to call in right now. $10 a month, you get the DVD and book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and you've heard that title for a few years, but this isn't the old book, this is a brand new book, redone, and DVD with amazing great actors in it. I can't wait to see that. So take a moment if you're out there right now. Call in at this moment at 877-500-5266. Save Greg Palast's voice. His voice is very important. We don't want him to lose it entirely. I'm sure he has many important things to do. So, you know, show him your appreciation for coming in on this radio station and show your appreciation for that you have this station here in Portland and that you are able to give it and bring it to the rest of the world. The way to do it is to become a member, and you can do that by going on the web to kboo.fm, or you can, you know, ride your bike over on this gorgeous sunny morning to our studio. It's right, our station, it's right here on 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. You'll recognize it by the big mural on the front of it, right here on the east side of the river, right off Burnside. Please take a moment. You really can. Take a moment. Say, yeah, I should find out how the election was really stolen. I should know that and think, instead of think that, no, it was just Trump, blowing his horn about phony fraud. No, there was real trouble going on, real fraud going on in this election. And don't think it won't happen again. If we don't have people like Greg Palast bringing it out to us, it happens without us even knowing it. And even now, we have to sort of fight with our friends to have them understand that the election can be stolen. So call us at 877-500-5266. Pledge $10 a month or any amount you really want to give. But if you want to get the DVD and book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and I can't imagine why you wouldn't, pick up your phone right now and say, I'll do $10 a month. I can do that coming out of my checking account, $120, and I want that DVD and book. I'm planning on having a listening party. I'm planning on having people come over and get to watch it. That could be you. But you just have to pick up that phone, make those phones ring. I think we've got our paperwork done from the last time. Show your support for KBOO. Show your support for real democracy. Understand what it meant when they got rid of the Voting Rights Act or parts of the Voting Rights Act. Understand that it's their way of stealing your democracy, and you can fight back. Greg Palast does it every day of his life.
Thank you, Linda, and thank you, those who are there picking up the phones. Greg, you mentioned the importance of community radio, and I would appreciate if you would talk about the lack of people such as yourself in the media to do the real important investigation. Now, some of us might be aware of, in recent weeks, it seems as if the mainstream media has suddenly found the guts to at least begin looking at number 45. What is your view of the mainstream media and its ability to do the type of work that you are doing?
They have the ability, but not the will. This is Greg Palast. I mean, one of the reasons, you know, my reports are brought to you, this is why this station is so important to me, on Democracy Now! My reports, for example, the theft of the election in 2000 by calling black people felons in the state of Florida, which Bush won by only 537 votes, after they removed, I kid you not, 94,000 people from the voter rolls. And mostly African Americans. Now, that was not, you couldn't get that into the U.S. press for nothing, except it was reported on KBOO radio, on Flashpoints and on Democracy Now! So this is very, my reports maybe Samizdat in the U.S., but in the rest of the world, I was doing these reports for BBC Television, mm-hmm. the top news channel in the planet, and my story was the top of the nightly news. In Britain and elsewhere, I'm the guy on the nightly news. But in my own country, we have to have our guerrilla stations to bring you the news through the electronic Berlin Wall, like KBOO. Now, what's happening with the press now? Donald Trump is slapping them around, so they're defending themselves. They're so proud of themselves, the U.S. press, which has been nothing but puppy dogs for presidents forever.
Yes.
So now they're beginning to resist, and I applaud them. But it's only little baby steps, okay? For example, when Donald Trump said millions of people are voting illegally, the New York Times and the Washington Post, our Izvestian Pravda, the LA Times did these great reports saying this is all nonsense. They got a bunch of great experts on saying it's nonsense that millions of people are voting twice. The New York Times actually said it was a lie. They had to have a special meeting to decide whether they were going to use the term lie. When the president lies, they had to vote on it. They had to have a special discussion on whether to say the liar was lying.
Yes.
But what they completely miss, and what you get on KBOO through programs like Flashpoints, Democracy Now!, and others, what you get, and From the Edge, a wonderful program that's on KBOO only, what you get is the rest of the story that they don't tell you. It's not just that Trump is lying when he says millions of people are voting illegally. That's the cover story for removing people who are legitimate voters from the voter rolls. How they do it? He said people are voting twice. And And the New York Times said this is a lie. What they didn't say is the story that you're going to get in the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, that you got in Rolling Stone, which is that they have an actual list of 7 million names. 3.5 million people that they say are voting twice, 3.5 million. Now, they didn't remove all of them, in part because Oregon pulled out of that program, and some other states pulled out, but some are coming in. All Republican-controlled states now were removing people that Donald Trump's henchmen say voted twice. People like Maria Hernandez. I'm bringing this up again because you missed one. I'm not making up that name because I got those lists, and not only did the American reporters not get those lists, they didn't ask for them. Now, I asked them, they wouldn't give them to me, but as an investigative reporter, I figured out how to get them anyway, legally, by the way. They're not happy about it, but I got these lists. Maria Hernandez is Maria Isabel Hernandez, supposed to be the same voter as Maria Cristina Hernandez. In the film, that, by the way, that's Maria Hernandez is played by Rosario Dawson. Please get the film. It's a feature length. It's funny. It's very moving. And I have to say so myself. I mean, your fellow listeners who had watched the special showing in Portland, they laughed throughout the film and then they cried throughout the film. And I'm telling you, you'll love this film because you can show it to your friends who aren't all that political. It's still a fun, real good feature film. It's nonfiction feature. So it's something very special, and you can get it only right now by becoming a member or renewing your KBOO subscription. So call KBOO, 877-500-KABOO, 877-500-5266. This is Greg Palast saying, please pick up that phone. Is there a premium price if someone just quite can't swing that $10 a month for just the DVD or book?
Linda.
I know that we have the book Billionaires and Bandits, How to Steal an Election in 9 Easy Steps for a $60 minimum pledge. I don't see anything different about the DVD and the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. We're offering it as a package together, $120.
Okay. And maybe someone who has more money might want to donate it to their friend.
Can we get someone to put up a matching grant here for the rest of the program? Let's see if we can hit it. Please call. This is Greg Palast, 877-500-5266 for $120. This is $10 a month.
Yep, $10 a month.
This is your station. And you can get the film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and the book. Now, I know many of you are saying, I have the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. No, you don't. That was the book that was number one in Portland for nearly 1 year back in the during the Bush administration. This is a completely different book. This is the sequel. This is called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. This is the new sequel about how Trump is stealing, will steal. It came out just before the election. It was dead on. Here's how Trump will steal this election. It gives you the dates and how. And by the way, besides the story of how Trump steals the election, it's also the film and the book give you the story of the billionaires who are behind the theft. Because, like I said, Trump is not a billionaire. He just plays one on TV. So he turns to guys with real money to fund the vote theft and fund his operation, and he's paying them back. Now, a lot of people, if you heard Donald Trump's crazy press conference that he did a month ago, the only press conference he's given, he went on for an hour. It was like psychobabble. He was off the rails for an hour, so they won't let him do another press conference. But he began the press conference, Agent Orange, our president, by saying, I was just in the Oval Office with Paul Singer. Not one reporter said, who is Paul Singer and what's he doing in the Oval Office? If you saw my film or read my book, you would know that Paul Singer is better known as the Vulture. He's a multi-billionaire. He's the guy who extorted, and I use the term extortion very carefully. The United States Treasury says he's an extortionist. This guy is in the Oval Office now. This billionaire is an extortionist. He extorted $12 billion from the U.S. Treasury's auto bailout fund. You'll find out how in the film. By the way, that's done as a cartoon, this whole explanation of how the vulture extorted $12 billion from the U.S. auto bailout fund. That guy is now in the Oval Office with Donald Trump. If you want to know who's really running this government, and Donald Trump is just, you know, he's just playing president right now. He's the glove puppet in the film and in the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. You'll meet the billionaires whose fingers are in the glove, and you can only get that by getting my film. This is Greg Palast. Getting my film and my book, both called The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, A Tale of Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. Please make the call right now to renew your subscription. Even better yet, the new subscription, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266.
That is the number to call. Please do call it right now, 877-500-5266. You are calling in right now. We're hearing you call in. You're calling in to get the book and the DVD because you want it. We really appreciate that. We want more of you to do that right now. Every one of you that's thinking about this deal, take it right now. I think it's so important for us to know how our elections are being stolen. If we don't really know it, we're left to the mainstream press, and it may not be, it most definitely won't be telling you the truth, is really what I can say seriously about that. You need to be able to get the truth, and you can get it here at KBOO because of great reporters like Greg Palast, yes, who comes to us, generously shares his time to make sure that we have members who are out there supporting this kind of radio station. Please show your support right now, 877-500-5266. You know, we've not got too much longer on the show, and you have been calling in, but we definitely need more of you. You know, we're not quite halfway to our goal for this spring membership drive, and we want to get there, and we want you to do it. For $120 a year, just $10 a month, you can get the DVD and book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, by Greg Palast. You've been hearing him this morning. His voice is scratchy, but he's still recognizable. You couldn't miss him because of his silver tongue, I would have to say. Greg Palast can tell you the story so that you really get it. Take a moment right now. The DVD and the book are a great deal. The DVD is going to be so much fun and so informative. And also, you're going to be one of those that knows the truth about how they're stealing our elections, and you can speak up to your friends with that knowledge. It's 877-500-5266. Do it right now. If you're, you know, at your computer, you can see on the homepage of KBOO.fm the big red banner that says donate. Just click that. I've done it that way just to test it out myself, and that's a pretty quick process, just something like 3 or 4 minutes, depending on how good a keyboarder you are, and if you have your card out when you start. Please, it's you that we're talking to. It's you that's listening. It's you that's grateful that we have a Greg Palast to actually dig into the real way that our elections are stolen. And so it's your turn. 877-500-5266. Become a member at whatever level you feel like becoming. But I'm suggesting that $10 a month, $120 minimum to get the DVD and book. That's what you're going to be able to hand to other people, loan out to other people, inform other people with, so that we can spread the word. Many times I feel like that's all our job really is to have our fellow citizens and residents of this country know the truth about what's happening behind the scenes. Please take a moment right now. You have been. Do it more. We really need to hear those phones ringing. We have at least one line open. It's 877-500-5266. That 5266 stands for KBOO. This is the place where you know your dollars can make a difference. You know, we can spend money on a lot of things, and it makes a difference to keep my it makes a difference to keep myself in rent, making money that way. But this is making a difference for the whole, for all of us, for the commons.
And let me add something, by the way, Cecil. I know this. You're volunteering to be on the radio. These, you know, instead of using your tremendous talents and cashing in, most of the on-air personalities, people have to understand at KBOO, are volunteering their time. It's very difficult. People put together these programs because they're willing to put something in. Can you join them? Can you join Cecil and Linda, please, and join me? Join Amy Goodman. I'm doing the reports I'm doing for Flashpoints that you hear every week from me on the Election Crimes Bulletin. This is Greg Palast. When you see the reports I've done for Amy Goodman and the reports I have been doing, I will be doing. In fact, I'm going down to Atlanta. We don't charge for these things. Why? I get paid by BBC. I get paid by Rolling Stone. Why would I volunteer? And I'm paying my own airfare even to do these things. I was just introducing Amy in San Diego and in Los Angeles. Why do I put in this time? Because, yes, I can report for BBC and be on the nightly news, but not in my own country. And please help me bring my voice back. My voice back. I need my voice back. I need my voice back in the United States. Yes. And I won't have any voice if I don't have my KBOO 877-500 KBOO. One thing you're going to get in the $10 a month donation for KBOO. And by the way, I'm going to send you also, here's a little bonus.
Oh,
if you sign up and for $10 a month get the DVD, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, you get the film, the book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy as well. I'll also send you a special link for my update reports. This is not available publicly. I'm going to send you those special links for the update reports. For example, what happened in Michigan? Mm-hmm. Now, here's what happened in Michigan. Donald Trump supposedly won Michigan by 10,700 votes.
Yes.
What's not known publicly, and now I'm telling you, and you will see in the updates that I will be sending you if you donate to KBOO, is a story about how 75,355 ballots were never counted. Those ballots came out of Detroit, and let me tell you, in Detroit, I can't say that Agent Orange is very popular. So 75,355 ballots were never counted out of Detroit because the machines broke down.
Uh-huh.
But those ballots are still countable by the great machine called the human eyeball. Now, Jill Stein of the Green Party put up the money to have those ballots counted. But Donald Trump's lawyers went in and said, Jill Stein can't, even if she pays for it, cannot count those uncounted ballots because no matter what those ballots say, she can't win. Only Hillary Clinton has the standing, has the legal right to ask for the uncounted ballots to be counted.
Yes.
Hillary Clinton's lawyers sat there in the courtroom, and when the judge turned to them and says, well, what say Hillary Clinton, Secretary Clinton, they said, we're only here to observe, we have nothing to say. So Hillary Clinton did not approve the counting of the uncounted ballots, African-American votes mostly out of Detroit. That could have changed the election in Michigan. It could have been done again in Wisconsin. Pennsylvania is harder. You'll get the story on a special link from me, Greg Palast, if you donate $10 a month. KBOO, 1-877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. You'll get the special link as a bonus with the DVD, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, with the book, not the one from 12 years ago that you already have. This is the new The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, the sequel.
Yes.
For
wow, great.
A tax-deductible donation of $10 per month, please call now. This is Greg Palast. By the way, this is going to be the last program on KBOO I'll be on for the fun drive when you can get the book and the DVD and the special
link
for $10 a month. Please do it right now. Unless you're driving, pull over and then do it right now.
Yes, please pull over first.
Oh, heck, if you have Bluetooth on your phone, go ahead and just dial.
Yeah, just say 877-500-KBOO. Hey, Siri, 877-500-KBOO, And we'll be thrilled to hear from you. This is
yeah,
Greg Powell.
You can watch the road and call in and become a member. You know that link, Greg, I just want to say that is such a great asset, and I'm so appreciative of you doing that, because, of course, the truth about voter intrusion, the truth about our votes being stolen, takes a little bit to get, you know, found out, written up, and out to us. Yes. And so that means that news happens when the book has already been out. You giving that link to people who are calling in right now at 877-500-5266 so that they can get the new reports as you get the more complete information about what happened in these last elections, that's such a great deal. You know, don't leave this deal sitting on the table, folks. You only have a few more minutes. Please call us right now at 877-500-5266. You really make a difference with your dollar. Be like Deanna, who's a renewing member from Vancouver, Washington. We would thank you, Deanna, very much. Be like her and call right now and show your support for Greg Palast as well, and you know, have him at least not suffer quite as much with that sore throat, because he knows he made the difference he wanted to make this morning by giving this book to you. Really, it's a gift from him, and the links are gifts from you, and what they are is gifts to KBOO so that it can still be on the on your dial, so that you can tune into it from your computer, your smartphone, or the radio. 877-500-5266. That's the number to call. You can do it on the web at kboo.fm. You can also do it by coming right down here to the station. We mean it. We have people come in all the time. Please, we have a bicycle-shaped bike holder out there, bike racks, so that you can know you're right here at KBOO. Just come and knock on the door and become a member that way. People do it every day, multiple times through the fund drive, and we really appreciate getting to see you in person. Now, I heard Vancouver, Washington was in the house. They're listening. How about you in Hood River? How about you out in Vernonia? How about I'm not even being able to say it, Corvallis or Philomath, down the where I used to live. Take your moment right now. Go, that's right, I got this radio station, and I do love it. Pick up the phone, 877-500-5266. You make a difference with your dollars. I say that because I really mean it. You know, we spend our dollars on lots of things. Some of it absolutely makes a difference, like food and rent. Yes. But others of it is a little bit discretionary. Use your discretionary dollars right now to, you know, to get this DVD and book, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and get the special deal as new updates, new information comes, the reports. Greg Palast is going to give you the link to those so that you can stay up to date before publication. You don't have to wait till the next thing is published. Such a deal.
Right. Thank you so much, Greg. And thank you, Linda.
And anyone I can thank.
You know, everybody's on the phones right now, so I don't have the new list, but that's good news.
Well, please keep calling in. If it's busy, guys, we're going to keep this premium open. And this is Greg Palast. Even though you don't recognize my froggy voice this morning, it was so important for me to get on KBOO. You have no idea. I just love this station. And those who know me, Keith Tucker, by the way, if you get the film, The Best Democracy Money Could Buy, people will tell you, see these crazy animations, see this crazy cartoon in there. And that's done by the comic pen genius of Keith Tucker, who drew Who Framed Roger Rabbit for Disney. Yeah. And his work is in our film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. There's a lot of laughter. There's a lot of goofy jokes. There's Ed Asner in a Santa suit. There's Rosario Dawson trying to put me on, and Willie Nelson, being a stone musician. But it gives you the real info, including, by the way, we really do jump this guy, Chris Kobach, in the film. This is the guy that Donald Trump has put in charge of investigating vote fraud, but he is the vote thief in chief. I'm telling you, it's Al Capone being put in charge of investigating the mob. You will get to meet him, because the United States press they've had him on the air.
Yes, but not
kissing his law book.
Yeah,
and but this guy's no joke. This guy came up with a hit list of 7 million names. 1 million people removed from the voter rolls, mostly voters of color. And this was this stealth operation covered by the claim of voter fraud. Now he's got some new games. You want to find out who's going to be determining whether your vote gets counted or not in the next election. You want to tell, in fact, what you need this book and this film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, by me, Greg Palast. The reason you need this film, not only get it for your friends, get it for your dumb cousin in Iowa who thinks that Donald Trump actually won the election.
Hey,
he
thank
needs this information more than anyone.
Thank you, Greg Palast, for being such a supporter and for volunteering these books and this DVD for KBOO. We appreciate you so much. And this is Cecil Prescott for More Talk Radio. We'll see you next time.
Good morning. It is 8:59. This is KBOO Portland, and coming up next, the Ulmo Variety Hour. The topics include how to combine electoral politics with grassroots movements to support radical political turnout, a call to disarm the transit police in the wake of the Terrell Johnson shooting, and the organizer of Death by a Thousand Cuts, a public education funding town hall. At 10 on Between the Lines Radio, a lawsuit moves forward, declaring that the state is obligated to protect future generations from climate change. At 10:15 on Locus Focus, Barbara Bernstein looks at the environmental damage and public health concerns surrounding unchecked pollution from mega dairies. And at 11, Project Censored Radio looks at the role of civil disobedience in the struggle for social change. All coming up on KBOO.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is also available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Board meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The KBOO Board of Directors meets the fourth Monday of the month, starting at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.